What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me today. It's October 5th, 2019. It's another one of those episodes where you might hear a little bit of background noise as I am walking to the local market. That's right, I'm walking, having a little bit of car issues, but that too shall pass. However, this was another one of those "the time is now" moments for me, where there was a topic on my mind, and I know that it's intended for somebody, whether they get it today or next year. The beauty of this Anchor app is that I can record my thoughts at any moment. And as long as I'm a part of the Anchor family, they'll archive this information. So, like I said, once again, it'll be here. So whether the person that is intended for gets it today, next month, or next year, they will get it. And today's topic is something that I've been dealing with personally lately, and once I get into it, I think most of you listening to it can say the same. I think everybody's going through this, if not going through it at this moment of listening to this episode. The topic is letting go. Letting go. No matter what your belief system is, whether it's religion, spirituality, you could be agnostic, you could be whatever it is. But at the end of the day, we all ask for things to be provided to us by a higher power. The problem is, it's two problems. One problem is patience. In this extremely advanced technological world that we live in now, I remember a lot of things as a child that my kids would never even understand. I'm only 35 and my oldest is 10. So, talking about 25 years, a lot can happen in a quarter century though. So, makes sense. Anyway, in this world, everybody's so used to instant gratification that we take that same approach when we go to whatever higher power it is that you go to. But aside from patience, there's something else that's very important. And this is the integral part to letting go, which is the immediate topic at hand. You see, trust is very vital when it comes to seeing your manifestations coming to fruition, because you have to trust in that higher power that you go to, that higher power is going to take care of you. Some of you call it faith. I would call it faith, but that's just because of my background. Either way, trust, faith, whatever you want to call it, you gotta have it in order to let go. But you have to let go in order for your prayers or your intentions to come through. You see, it's all a chain, it's all a cycle. It all goes hand in hand. If you don't have trust or faith, then you can't let go. If you can't let go, it won't come through. It's that simple. No matter how simple it is, I know this, and just off of that brief explanation, you might know it now. It's still very hard to do, such as many things in life, isn't it? Aren't there so many things in life that's so very easy to understand, yet so hard to produce in this reality? So, let me try to give you a quick example. Not gonna hold you guys too long today. Give you a quick example. Something that most of us can probably relate to. I'm gonna talk about an ex-partner, right? Now, this could be a romantic partner, business partner, friend, best friend, anything, right? We're just talking about ex-partner, okay? Now, ex means you're no longer partners, right? Okay. Now, you can sit around and dwell and be like, well, that person wouldn't be my ex if he or she did X, Y, and Z, right? Okay. Let's put it in reverse. Let's rewind a little bit. Let's rewind into the relationship. You see, a lot of times we go into relationships with intentional or unintentional expectations for the other person. Like I said, now when I say relationship, I don't just mean romantic. It could be romantic, it could be business, it could be friendship. Shit, it could be sports. You know, you could be talking about sports. You could be on a team. You know, because I try to keep it kid friendly. So this, anybody can listen to this. It could be somebody, you know, high schooler, somebody in college, any, whatever the relationship is. You go into the relationship with expectation for the other partner or partners. And what happens is, sometimes these expectations are so strong. Now, this probably tends to happen more maybe in business and romantic relationships, but the expectations are so strong that you start to choke them. You start to choke these expectations. You're choking them because you want them so bad. You want your business partner to be this so bad. You want your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband or your wife to be this so bad. You want these characteristics and traits so bad. You start choking the life out of them. Now, let me ask you something. How much life can you get out of something that you've choked to death? That's a rhetorical question, because you can't, you know, I mean, you can answer it, but it's a real simple answer. You can't get any life out of it, right? So, this is where letting go comes in. So now, this person becomes your ex. Ex-partner, ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever. And after a period of time, depending on how long or short the relationship was, you let go of the ties. You no longer have any ties to that person, so you let go. Even if you let go in the slightest, you let go. And then guess what? This person comes back. Well, you see this person, and this person is doing everything, all the intentions, all the expectations, all the actions and characteristics that you wanted, they're doing and saying. You ever seen that? I personally, and I'm not gonna get too much into my personal life, because it's not just my life, it's mine and my wife, and I wouldn't go into my personal details without her consent. And maybe one day we can tackle that together, but I mean, like, you know, for the audience, but you know, my wife and I have had struggles, and I recall a few weeks ago her saying, you know, all these things that you've been saying to me lately, things that I've been yearning to hear for so many years. And when she said that a couple weeks ago, it didn't even register. It didn't register to me until a couple days ago when I was studying a little bit on letting go. And it hit me. I think that the things that she was talking about and the things that she was needing from me, she may have been choking and holding on to so hard at those times, maybe didn't even realize it. You know, we don't do these things purposely all the time. But she may have been holding on to those things so tightly that she accidentally squeezed the life out of her. And it wasn't until she let go and, you know, hopefully not let go too far, but it wasn't until she let go a little bit that her prayers and her intentions started to come into fruition. You see, these things don't always happen overnight. Sometimes they take years to come through, but sometimes it takes years for us to let go. And then when we finally let go, bang, it hits us in the face. And it's like, whoa, what? And it's almost as if we forgot that we had said those prayers and set those intentions to come into fruition in the first place. But we were so busy holding on to them and clinging on to them that we never gave them a chance. We never gave God or whoever you believe in the chance to answer that request for you. So I close this off with this. This is not just intended for relationships. It could be anything. It could be finance. It could be relationships. It could be your children. It could be anything. If you're praying for something to come through, say your prayers. Set your intentions. Have that frame of mind. Have it. Talk to your higher power. And when you finish that conversation, it's not going to happen right away, of course. But over time, try to do things to distract your mind. Pick up a hobby. You know, that's probably the best thing you can do, is pick up a hobby and just throw yourself into that hobby and let time, trust, patience, and faith open that door for you. Because what you don't understand is sometimes, most of the time, you need a door to close for the door that you want to open. But sometimes we don't have the right sight and vision to know which doors need to be closed. So by letting go, you let that higher power close the doors that need to be closed that we don't have the sight and vision to see that need to be closed, so that the door that we want to be open can be opened up for us. Once again, this is Peter J. Fisher coming to you with nothing more than just the Peter J. Fisher experience. It's just what I know. Thank you for being here with me. Keep saying your prayers. Keep setting your intentions. But most importantly, learn how to trust, have faith, let go, so that your blessings can come in. Be blessed.